Ollie, full-time, scoreless, thoughts on the game?
First half, we were poor. Didn't have enough energy, didn't have enough drive, although we came into it at the end of the first half. Second half, I thought we had legs, we had energy. I'm still trying to get my head around the disallowed goal and the reason why. I've asked the officials inside there. They've given their interpretation. To be fair to Owen O'Shea, I'll give him huge kudos for speaking to me and explaining it, which is a huge step up in maybe the way things were before. But I would differ from his interpretation, having looked at it on the video. However, in the first half, I think it was it the Cheltenham lad that hit the crossbar or hit the joint, the left footed by Chapman. So, like, you know, you can't have it all your own way. All in all, it's a long while since Galway were in the Showgrounds, and we've come away with a draw and a clean sheet, and please God, we'll be here many, many, many more times.
I suppose the fact that we're probably a little disappointed with a point probably kind of sums up the way the side have grown and the character in the side.
Yeah, look, you know, I think as regards togetherness and as regards work ethic, I think it was second to none again tonight, and it has been, maybe bar the Bowes game, and I think we've addressed that and admitted it and publicly said it. You know, we lacked a tiny bit of quality in certain decision-making times. Thought at the end of the first half our counter-attack was very good, but we didn't do enough of it in the second half. We probably, you know, rushed it or played balls maybe in behind that maybe the shorter pass was on. However, please God, that'll come, but we do need to improve on the ball. But as regards togetherness and defensively, I thought we were very good. We defended three kicks, we defended corners. Brendan hadn't a whole lot to do. Now, I'm not saying that McGinty had a whole lot to do either. It's a point on the road. We'll take it and we move on, obviously, to Tallinn Friday night.
Seems to be, from the outside looking in now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed to be maybe a little different approach with this double game week, the four changes. I know one was enforced, but maybe an act to freshen things up, you know, get fresh legs for an important game.
Yeah, I felt we did, and I felt the lads that came on gave us more legs again. Like, we certainly looked, you know, to have more legs about us than Sligo in the last 20 minutes. I'm not saying we had more quality about us, I'm not saying anything like that. But look, you know, all in all, Galway have come a long way where, you know, you're disappointed not getting a win in the Showgrounds. We haven't been here in 7 years. Let's call a spade a spade. But we do need to improve maybe on our decision making and quality on the ball when we win it back. And please God, that'll come with time. It'll come with confidence. And look, I think there's a lot of pride there tonight. But we still need to get better, John.
Yeah, it's that little bit of the hardest step of all, isn't that? Like a little bit of quality in the final third, perhaps?
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's no criticism of anyone in that area because they were excellent. It's just the decision-making at times. I felt at the end of the first half, our decision-making was very good. Dave Hurley played two very good balls. Stephen Walsh had a great chance on his left foot that I think he clipped the top of the crossbar, to be fair. You know, it's hard to beat Ed McGinty to his utmost credit. However, you know, in the second half, when we probably were on top, territory-wise, we didn't make the right option in that case. Like, A himself would probably be disappointed. He had four balls there. That's, you know, one of them was quality. You know, we need three out of the four being quality. And the lads know that. And they'll get their heads down and work with Chris and that come Wednesday and try and improve in those areas.
Yeah, because there's a quick turnaround. I don't think task is any more difficult than away at the reigning champions on Friday night now.
Yeah, but we're going to tell Jonathan, you know what I mean? Like, it's, I'm trying to, look, I don't know, I'm repeating myself and saying it, like, but, you know, it's sometimes it's a feast or a famine, you know, and it's, well, what happened to you here or whatever, you know, we're neither brilliant or poor, you know, we're in the middle of it, we're trying to get better, and, you know, the lads should, and they'll relish going to tell. Look, it's an awful tough place to go. I mean, I was there with 15 minutes into game, 3-0 down, and the place roaring. Like, it's a tough, tough place if you're not right. But please God, we will be right, and we'll make it difficult for them. But we would need to be better quality-wise to try and get a result there. But look, please God, we're going to tell it for the next number of years to come.
Yeah, because I'm thinking back, I think we played their B side in the Division 1, and then there was a cup game.
So you should go back a while.
Yeah, that was the Owen Ali Murphy one.
Oh,
was
yeah,
half frozen.
Yeah, it's,
and then, you know, you're scampering back the memory banks to try and remember out when you're gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think back. I remember Alan's side last in the last minute, but that was in Terryland. We lost with 5 minutes
to
go.
After that, there was a second team. Keith will remember.
Was it the freeze
game?
I remember of it and that, and Luca would have been there, and Danny would have been there and spoke about it. But at home to Shamrock Rovers, is much, not it's easy, it's never easy, but it's a much easier test than going to Tala, if that makes sense. And I think the supporters were brilliant here tonight, will need to be with us through thick and thin. You know, it's stranger things have happened. I've gone there with lesser sides than what we have tonight and got results, but I've also gone there where I said after 15 minutes, you know, you're trying to get out, like, you know. So, look, it's mighty to be going there, and long may Galway be going to Tala.